One day, a city slicker packed up his wares in a wagon and set off to make a killing in the Corn Belt. Along the way, he met a country bumpkin who was also out to make his fortune. As they stopped together by the side of the road to escape the heat of noon, their talk naturally turned to business.
"I've got it made,"
boasted the city slicker, smoothing back his shiny black hair.
How's that?"
asked the country bumpkin diffidently.
"I've got me an invention that's going to clean up in this corn country."
"Well, what's that?"
asked the bumpkin again.
"Well,"
said the slicker, who needed no urging to talk about his gilt-edged future,
"I've got a machine that husks the corn, cuts off the kernels, cooks them and cans them, all in one operation. Isn't a farmer in the next town who isn't going to buy my invention?"
The bumpkin shook his head slowly.
"Sounds mighty fine, but,
"No buts about it,"
interrupted the slicker, already climbing back into his wagon, anxious to get on with his money-making.
"See you on the way to the bank!"
He laughed, waving goodbye to the bumpkin, who stood blinking in the sunlight. The next day, the city slicker reached the town and set up his invention in the marketplace. Farmers from all over the countryside came to watch in wonder as this amazing machine went to work to do just what the city slicker said it would do. After the demonstration, the slicker sat back confidently waiting for orders. To his astonishment, the mesmerized farmers shuffled their feet, lit their corn cobs, and began to amble away down the street without a backward glance.
"Hey, you guys!"
called the slicker, hurrying after them with his order book.
"Delivery in 2 weeks!"
Still no response. Not a head turned.
"Special low price on two or more!"
shouted the slicker, now genuinely alarmed.
"Two of what, mister?"
said one crusty old character suspiciously as the slicker grasped his arm.
"Why, two of my corn machines! Just watch your corn business double in a matter of days!"
The farmer looked at the slicker in confusion.
"Corn business? Mister, we raise hogs around here. The corn's cut to feed 'em."
And then he walked on to join the rest of the farmers. By now, they were clustered around the country bumpkin who had just arrived and was unloading his new hog-butchering invention.
Moral? Always know your market. Don't go into an expansion plan or introduce a new product until you've worked out a sound test market program. The Zakin Company offers, as one of its services, a complete marketing and promotion package for its clients in especially selected test markets.